Randy Schaefer. He is in Ingham County, a Board of Commissioners meeting. Randy, how are you?
Very good. Thanks, Tony.
Well, we have been making the rounds with commissioners. Obviously, Ingham County encompasses thousands and thousands of people. Who they are and what they do is very important. The Ingham County Road Commission, of course, takes care of our roads and deals with millions and millions of dollars to do that. And so we're interested just to keep following up on this story. It seems like it never goes away. Something new seems to happen every day from your perspective as we continue to go through this drama. What are your thoughts?
Well, Tony, prior to 2007, rather, we had a very, very good functioning board. And going up to 2009, the employees got along very well with management. There was peace and harmony. When Shirley Rogers got appointed, it was just to go on to this mission of absolute total control and dictatorship. And anyone or anything that got in the way, she was going to roll over. And she was allowed to do that, of course, because of the binding caucus putting her in power, only 7 of the 16 commissioners. Tuesday will be interesting because nobody has produced any evidence of wrongdoing or malfeasance by the management. Nobody. They'll make the innuendos like, you know, he benefited by doing this, or she might have benefited, and so forth. But they're all innuendos and rumors and absolutely no proof. And when I asked Deb Dillion for some proof or photographs, but she doesn't have any, but she heard from a source who heard from a source that this was going on. Tuesday will be interesting, Tony, because we have a Board of Commissioners meeting and quite a few supervisors and so-called people who are at the end of this rumor on accusations will also be there to address the full Board of Commissioners. Mark Grebner, of course, is very, very upset because he said we put the wrong people in place who just like to fight and do a lot of political wrangling, and what a mess it creates and hardship. To me, it seems like a lot of people say that they're doing what needs to be done are themselves the worst, you know, dictators and people. I mean, conducting that business, it's just terrible.
Randy, did you vote to put Shirley Rogers on the board?
No, I did not. Matter of fact, I was adamant about not putting her on the board. Well, and I represent a large portion of the county in the service area, and I said we are supposed to do what the people want. And I represent this area who thought the existing road commission was very good and doing a good job.
Okay, and just to be clear, because we talked with Deb DeLeon about this, and she felt that there were issues with people of color, with people who had tenure, with people who had done a good job, and that those people were passed over for advancement, and that there isn't enough representation of people of color and diversity in gender. How would you address that?
Deb is absolutely wrong. The report clearly said there was no racial or discrimination or bias. They actively try to recruit minorities to advance. But the reality of the situation is, when you look at minorities who have a commercial driver's license and want to work in Mason, it's harder to recruit people into that service area. But the Road Commission has done everything possible. But for Deb to go on the path that they want to fire the director at Jim Benjamin, who had been excellent with flawless records and evaluations, to fire them so one of her friends can get promoted, to me is unconscionable.
Now, Jim Benjamin has been demoted, and that has not gone through yet, I understand, because of two reasons. They haven't figured out where he's going to go, and they want to make sure there's no legal ramifications. Is that true?
Currently, that's the status. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people started rumors about Jim's personal life, and it's just vicious the way they're going after this person. And what's happening is there are a couple of employees who report directly to Deb DeLeon and Shirley Rogers who are undermining management and the whole organization. Tony, before we leave this, I want you to know, Tom Mitchell, who is a great friend and served on the Road Commission for 14 years and is a county commissioner, had a massive heart attack on Wednesday, and he's in critical condition. And he was just brutalized by this group going through their press as being a racist and sexist, and he's the furthest thing from the world. And it just hurts. It hurts deeply to see this type of treatment for employees.
And he formerly was on the board, correct?
Yes, he was.
The Road Commission Board. And do we know what hospital he's at?
He's at Ingham Medical.
All right. Do you know how he's doing?
He's in critical condition. He's going to have major surgery, and he's off work for at least 2 months, and it's very, very serious.
And what's been interesting about this, there's one person who perhaps could have been affected by this. When you start throwing around race, you know, that's a serious issue. And from the employees that we've talked to, and we've talked to many off the record, many are afraid to come on the record because they fear for their jobs. But it seems like the majority of the employees are in favor of the leadership there now, Mr. Conklin, Mr. Benjamin, and don't have any problems and believe that there is a small minority that has the issue. And it's always interesting when a couple of people who may not have enough information to validate their concerns outweigh the majority.
You're absolutely right. The labor groups have strongly supported management and the relationship that goes on. And like I said, we had peace for all these years until in the last two when, you know, Deb has a couple of people she wants to see promoted, and so does Shirley. And they are the kind of people who fact and truth isn't going to get in the way of their decision. And I'm very, very disappointed, and I'm very disappointed to see the hurt and the chaos caused. And I think the Road Commission is going to be far less effective with this type of fear and leadership that we have.
All right, Randy, I have two more questions for you. It's been put out there that the director, the executive director of the Road Commission, is not going to have his contract renewed at the end of December. And we're speaking of Bill Conklin. From what you understand, is that true?
If the current board appointees have their way, that absolutely would be true. They do a lot of things awfully sneaky, like Jim Benjamin's demotion wasn't even on the agenda, but yet they dealt with that at one of their meetings, too. So I was going to go and attend, but nothing of importance was on the agenda, so they're bringing up at the last minute and do whatever they're going to do to avoid negative press or the rooms be filled with supporters of Jim and Bill.
Well, Shirley Rogers was on this program. She said that the board has the autonomy to do what needs to be done in the best interest of the Road Commission, and that's her job to try and get things in order.
What she views as being disorderly is not, and she is more into, I like conflict and I like to fight, and I'm the head cheese here, and I'm going to do what I want regardless.
All right, finally, before we let you go, I wanted you to talk a little bit about a lawsuit. The Ingham County has agreed to settle a lawsuit brought forward by a former employee who said she was falsely accused of leaving a voice message that implied County Clerk Mike Brankton was having an affair. Now, both parties involved refused to disclose the details of the out-of-court settlement. What can you tell us about this?
I haven't seen the details because the files were sealed and it was confidential. I can tell you, having worked with Mike Bryanton for a long time, I think he's a quality person. I think some of these accusations about extramarital affairs are, again, very serious, like charges of racism, that one needs to think very carefully about. Mike has always, he's a Democrat, of course. I've been a Republican. He has always been fair and honest with me and said there was no infidelity, that they were just good friends and worked together, and so that's all I can say at this point.
So there, from what you understand, there are no Ingham County funds or funding that are involved in the settlement?
Well, indirectly, because it comes from our insurance fund, so you have to pay into the insurance fund. So, you know, indirectly it would involve county funds.
All right, so that involves tax dollars, so why aren't you or the taxpayers privy to the information of how much?
We will be finding that out. Steve Dugan is doing a lot of questioning on that. We've had so many issues going on that we commissioners who are independent are kind of dividing up what we're attacking, what we're doing, because there's so much nonsense going on with the board at this point, with the Road Commission.
All right, Tuesday's meeting is going to be very, very interesting. We will talk with you again, Randy. Thanks for your candor. Thanks for your time.
Okay, and Tony, if people are really interested attending Tuesday's board meeting, third floor, Mason in the courthouse, That's where it's going to occur.
What time?
It starts at 6:30.
All right, get your seats. Get your seats and your popcorn early, because the drama is certainly to unfold.
Thank you very much, Tony. I really appreciate it.